Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you be today? Isn't this a wonderful time to be alive? The holidays are so trying sometimes. They really are. The reason I chose today's topic is because this past weekend and all of last week, it really felt very heavy for me. Very, very heavy. I turned on the radio to go to work, and I'm like, oh, wow, cool. They already started the Christmas song. So I put it on, and I'm listening to it. And initially, I was happy. But the more I listened to it, the more I started getting sad. And I'm like, what is this? It's not mine. There's no need for me to be sad. I don't have anything to be sad about. But suddenly I feel like crying. And then I was asking questions. What is this? Who does this belong to? And of course, as soon as they ask who does it belong to, it went away. So how are you coping with the holidays, stress with the holidays, emotions that are going around? The closer we get to the holidays, the more people are snapping each other off, the more people are very, very tense and very, also, there's a lot of loneliness. Have you been feeling that? The loneliness, if you have been feeling all of this, one thing to ask about, a tool to use is, who is this? Return to sender with consciousness attached. Thank you very much. It's all yours. That's all you have to say. And if it's not yours, it's going to go away. It's going to be like a heavy blanket off of your body. Because right now it feels so tense. It feels like there's so much burden on your shoulders, especially when it comes to feelings and emotions, because that's what most of people out there are feeling, is emotions. You just got to go into the sensing and into awareness, consciousness. And one of the things to ask is, who is this? Return to sender with consciousness attached. And that's all you have to do. It's not that when you do that, it's not going to go back to the originator and going to hurt them. No, what's going to happen is the originator is going to say, it's going to start questioning why it is that they're doing this. Because otherwise, you are like this DirecTV dish, okay? You're capturing people's emotions. And then other people are capturing your emotions that are other people's emotions. And it's kind of like a daisy chain. And you see how it never ends? And it intensifies and intensifies and intensifies. And that's what the collective consciousness is about. Okay, and we start building this collective consciousness. And we have been doing this forever. So it's part of, because we're part of the collective consciousness of Christmas, of the holidays, of not just Christmas, but all the holidays that are, you know, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, and all those holidays. Everybody, people pretty much have the same emotions as all this happens, because they start getting sad. They remember old times when they used to have their family around, when they used to be in a relationship, when they used to have their kids come around and be with their kids, and now they're by themselves, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the question to ask, who does this belong to? Return to sender with consciousness attached. That is one tool for you to use, especially during these holidays, the times when we're supposed to be merry, the times when we're supposed to be happy. And all of that also is a story, because there's nothing that says that you must be happy, that you must be merry, and if you're not, there's something wrong with you. Please do not make yourselves wrong, whatever you do. You are just perfect, whatever it is you're feeling, whatever it is you're doing, whatever it is that you are. There's nothing to make yourself wrong about. And we are so quick to make ourselves wrong, aren't we? So what would it take for you to use the tools that you have in your hands and start asking, who does this belong to? Return to sender. And that's as simple as that. And even if you just say, who does this belong to? That starts the energy that's not yours to release and to go away. That's all you have to say. I like pragmatic tools. I like tools that make a difference in your life, that help you. And asking the question, who does this belong to? It's one of those. So, my friends, please ask. And do not think that all this sadness, all this anguish, all this stress is yours. It's not. More than likely, it's not. So anyways, last week when I was driving, I was pretty much crying as I was driving. I'm like, this is stupid. Who does this belong to? And it took me a while to get out of it. It really did. Because the collective consciousness, it's so thick around it. And it's time to get to start unplugging from it. And that's, we're going to be doing an energy work later on, towards the end of the half hour, so that we unplug from the collective consciousness of the holidays, anguish. And then we're going to be plugging into collective the collective consciousness of joy, of unconditional love. So that we are, you cannot, when you remove from somewhere, you cannot leave a void, because something will fill the void. And so we fill it with a collective consciousness of joy, of unconditional love, of abundance, because we want to be in control of what that's filling, that what we just emptied. Otherwise, you're going to be coming up with your own version of it, and sometimes it's not, might not be something that's contribution to you. And that's why you can never have too much joy or too much unconditional love as we unplug from that collective consciousness. So, how is your week going? How was your weekend? And another thing also to pay attention is, this afternoon as I was walking my dog, I felt like something was pressing down on my shoulders really, really hard. And I'm like, I felt like I was like 2 feet tall, and my neck was like a giraffe, because something was pressing down on my shoulders so hard. And I'm going, what is this? And then it's also, there are energies coming into the planet. It's the end of 2015. Energies, the sun has been quite active. And there's energies coming into the planet to help us continue, move on to the next phase of our existence on the planet. So pay attention to your body. Suddenly you're going to be feeling tired, okay? One question to ask is, who does this belong to? Again, okay? And the other thing is, if it doesn't go away, give a contribution to the earth. And the way you do a contribution to the earth is you say, 1, 2, 3. And then you as you're doing the 1, 2, 3, you start gathering whatever energy the earth needs. And you start saying 1, 2, 3. And then you give it down to the earth. And then that will, because we are here for a reason. Nobody is on this planet. Nobody is alive. Nothing is on the planet, including animals and plants. We are all here. Each one of us is a special vibration that the planet needs right now. If it wasn't because you were needed, you would not be here. When you're done your job, then you're able to move on to somewhere else, to leave your physical body and move on somewhere else. But when you're not done, you will be here. A mentor of mine, she mentioned, I had a class with her a couple weekends ago, and she mentioned that one of her boyfriends, when long time ago, he wanted to kill himself. He wanted to just move on. He was tired of living. And he tried to kill himself several times. He was not successful. Every time he would continuously, survive whatever he had tried, and he would come back, he would just be in crutches, he would be in whatever else. But he would not move on, because he still had something he had to contribute to this planet. And that's how it is. If it's not your time to go, you will not go. You will be here until you are ready to go. And when you're ready to go, it's as simple as laying on your bed, taking a breath, and exhaling, and that's it. It's as simple as that. Your being leaves the body stays on the bed. But if you do that and you continue to breathe and you're still alive, your time is not now. So it's time to do what it is. It's time to have fun. It's time to have joy, because that's what the earth needs. Joy heals the earth faster than anything you can possibly gift it. Okay? So if you're feeling the earth somehow or other, if you're feeling it in your body, because sometimes the earth will ask for help by something or other. Like, for example, for me, if my feet hurt really, my feet hurt. I mean, I'm a Pisces. My Achilles heel is my feet. So when my feet hurt, I know that I have to do a contribution to the earth. And I do 1, 2, 3s, like maybe 5 1, 2, 3s in a row in the morning, at noon, at night, whenever I think about it, I give it to the earth, and then that relieves my feet. If there is something that is hurting you in your body, if you have an intensity in your body, you ask, who does this belong to, and continues to be there? Please give a contribution to the earth. Do a 1, 2, 3, and that will assist your body, because you are gifting energy to the earth. And that's what the earth is asking from you at this time. Those are the two things I wanted to talk about today. Make sure that you do not take on other people's emotions as the holidays come. If you pay attention to the Christmas songs, I never paid attention. I always used to just, you know, sing along, but never really knew the words. And this past week, I was actually paying attention to the song, to the words. Christmas songs are really sad. I mean, I gave my heart away, and you. I gave my heart to you, and you gave it away. I mean, really, seriously, can we talk about something more fun than that? And then there's also the then New Year's comes, right? And that's when we start reflecting into what we have done, what we could have done, what we should have done, where we should be, who we should be with, what if we had stayed in the relationship, it should have been, could have been, would have been, all they could have, would have, should have. Forget about it. It's time to move on. It's time to create your life. It's time to enjoy life. You don't need, first you have to love you in order to love others. And actually, it's first you need to love you for others to want to be around your energy. And then that's how you create those relationships. See? But it all comes down to the self. Everything starts with the self. If you do not love you, if you do not take care of you, then nobody else will, because you're giving off this vibe of, I'm not worthy. And that's what it's about. It's time for you to know what a treasure you be and how much you are a contribution to everybody you come in touch with. And what would it take for that to happen? So, my friends, let's go ahead and do an activation. And this time was going to be, let's see what comes up, but it seems like worthiness is going to come up. Worthiness and unplugging from the collective consciousness of the holidays, melancholy that happens with it, and plugging into joy, unconditional love, self-love, and worthiness, of course. Okay? But, you know, if there is one thing you would like to shift, think about that. And as the energies come down, you know, put that in the platter. Give it to the energies, and the energies will transmute it, will alchemize the energies to be from what it is to what it should be. And then that's how we do it. Okay? So let's go ahead and take a deep breath. And exhale. One more time. And exhale. Please not be driving or operating heavy machinery while listening to the activation. The energies will be recorded, and you can come back and listen to this at another time. So continue to breathe. Now imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide. Deep and wide. Pull energy from the earth, up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Pull energy from the mother. Let it be smooth and even. Smooth and even. Allow the energies from the Creator to come in and around you, to let you know how worthy you are to be alive at this time, in this planet, on this planet, to let you know what a wonderful contribution you'll be. Think about the one thing that keeps coming up, that it's a repeating pattern for you, that you would like to change, and give it to the energy. Go ahead and share these energies with your past lifetime, future lifetimes. Everything is happening now. Go ahead and extend the energies to your lineage, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, siblings, children, future generations. Go ahead and unplug from the collective consciousness of emotional holidays. And holidays have to be stressful. And anything that you associate holidays to be with, to be like, unplug from that collective consciousness and plug it into joy, unconditional love, fun, abundance. Very good. Very good. So let's go ahead and finish up. And let's get back into our bodies. Let's go ahead and ground the energy. Ground, ground, ground. And pull the energies from the earth, up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Ground, ground, ground. And pull energies from the earth through your body and out your crown. And when you're ready, rub your hands together and open your eyes. How does it get any better than that? So, how was that for you guys? Yeah. For a little bit, I was also, when I get into this, I sometimes forget words, and the words just come to me, but I'm out of it. So sometimes I want to say one word, but I cannot find it, so it's very funny. But please, use the tools. These are times that you need the tools. Do not make yourself wrong for anything. You are at the perfect place, perfect time, with the perfect people for you. You need steal something from them, to learn something from them. You need to teach them something, whatever it might be, whatever you are co-creating with them. It's what you need. Remember, nothing that you choose is set in stone. You can always choose something else if your first choice doesn't work out for you. So choosing and choosing again is the name of the game. And how does it get any better than this? That's another tool to ask. How does it get any better than this? Because it can always get better. The good things can get better, and the bad things can definitely get better. Right? And not everything that's good is good, and not everything that's bad is bad. So, my friends, use the tools. They're there for you to explore, to play with. And have fun. Be joyful. Do not plug into the media, the news media, because that is full of fear. And talk about fear. Whenever you plug into that, it's like there's always something that they want to control you with. So just unplug from that. Don't listen to it. Don't even pay attention to it. Worry about what's going on around you. Worry about you having fun. Worry about you doing your 1-2-3s for the earth so that you can be a contribution to her. And if there's something that's in your body, ask who does this belong to. More than likely it's not yours. Emotions are not yours. It's somebody else's. And you can take whatever pills you want to take, and it's not going to go away because it's not yours. So have fun and enjoy. Enjoy life. It's all about that. It's not about enduring and sacrificing anymore. That's old. That's the old energy. There's no such thing as karma. That's old energy. You can give it up if you want to. And all you have to say is, I now give up karma. I no longer have it. And that's it. It's as simple as that. And then just be you. Pay attention to what your body requires, because your body is the one that's here in the physical. Your body is the one that feels. Your body is the one that enjoys. Your body is the one that requires the food, the clothing, the shelter. You don't. Your space. As an infinite being, your soul is a space, but your body is the one that requires everything that's in the physical. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's all about enjoying it. So pay attention to what your body requires and be gentle with your body, okay? If you make sure you listen to your body as you go to the Christmas, to the holiday parties and what have you, and make sure you pay attention to your body. Do not drink and drive. Please don't do that. If you want to drink, do it. Drink all you want. Do it at home. Do it somewhere where you don't have to drive. There's nothing wrong with drinking. You want to drink? Go for it. I do not subscribe to, hey, because you're spiritual, you cannot drink. Drink all you want. It's your choice. Everything's a choice. But whatever you choose, make sure you're choosing for the good of you and for the good of everybody else. Drinking and driving is not. So, my friends, have fun, enjoy. Who does it belong to? Return to center with consciousness attached. How does it get any better than this? Use the tools. The tools that I use are a combination of the many modalities that I have learned throughout my life, and some of them are Reiki, some of them are Access Consciousness, some of them are all the different modalities that I have learned. So please, use them. They're there for you to use. And how does it get any better than this? Okay? Have fun and enjoy. And don't forget to do your 1-2-3s, 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 and be a contribution to the earth. And let's see what change we can be. What change we can have, and what else is possible. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Until next time. Bye-bye.